That's philosophy with, you know, life.
Philosophy with life?
Outer personal.
Outer personal. Thank you. No, it sounds like a
whisper it.
Otter.
Oh, girl, what?
Wait, what?
Why did you choose outer personal?
Oh my god, my stomach. Because it's like interpersonal, but because we have guests on.
Outer.
It's your stories.
Hello and welcome to Outer Personal. I am Sam.
I'm Genesis.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Rosie.
What do you want to talk about today?
Okay, let's go list how to be a bad roommate.
Leaving all the lights on. My one roommate does that.
No, I hate getting up in the middle of like 12 o'clock at night and having to shut them off.
Yes. Or like the windows open and you can hear the window rattling in the middle room and it wakes you up. And I'm just like, because she has this fan and it is, I don't know where she got it, but it is the most powerful fan ever. Like she has it on the one end of the room and I'm like, my head where I sleep is on the very opposite side, like long ways in the big room, in room A. She turns that fan on and it can blow on me, and I have to like, sometimes blows on me so hard that I have to like put a barricade up of pillows and blankets so that it won't blow on me.
Can't even walk in the room because it's blowing.
Yeah. Push back.
Like a, you have to get mounted. My bad roommate, I would say, would sing all the time. Like, they would come from...
That would piss me off.
They'd be a hallway down, and you could hear them singing. And it's not like they would sing, like, a whole song. They'd just sing the chorus over and over and over and over again.
Was this last semester?
Yes, this was last semester. Okay. It was not great. And then I talked to the RA about it, and she's like, yeah, I've been, like, meaning to talk to them about their singing.
That's, like, so, like, I've been meaning to tell you, shut the fuck up. Like, after, don't stop singing. Like,
like, they did it every single day, all semester. And she's like, I was thinking about doing it. I'm like,
I was thinking, but, you know.
No, I'm probably not going to do anything.
Probably do it.
And it's still never did it.
It's such a weird thing to be, like, to tell someone to stop doing, though, because usually, like, with roommates, they'll be like, oh, you need to stop, you know, make complaints, you need to stop leaving stuff or whatever, but, like, no, you need to stop singing. Like, just stop singing.
All the time, so loud.
It's disruptive and annoying.
And it's not like they have a bad singing voice. They have a good singing voice. I just...
There's a respectful way to do it, because, you know, my last roommate would sing all the time, but he kept it at a certain volume.
And he, like, would go in like the middle person. Room and, like, he was practicing guitar.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a whole pleasant. Different thing, like, practicing guitar.
And it would be a whole song.
Yeah.
There's a right way to do it. You can be a singer at college.
And he would ask sometimes? Most times?
No. Never once.
Never asked once. But I feel like if you went up to him, he'd be like, oh, am I...
Right.
Yeah.
You don't... With my parents.
You do live with your parents. Are your parents bad roommates?
Pretty sweet, actually, but, like... Sometimes my mom and I have become, like, best friends, but also, like, sometimes we'll get into, like a screaming match, and then, like, 5 seconds later, like, I'm sorry, and then we'll go to, like, Target or something, but...
We were just talking about that in my one film class, because Lady Bird, had you seen Lady Bird?
Oh, yeah, and that hits way too close to home.
We were all talking about how when we fight with our moms, that it will be, like, a fighting match, and then the next second, it'll be like, you want to go to Target?
Yeah, literally. That's literally, like, me and my mom.
And I feel like I never get in a screaming match like that with my dad, and I don't know why it's so different.
Sometimes I do with my
dad. You do?
Sometimes, but it's more, like, my dad and I have the same, like, levels of, like, anxiety. And so, like, when we're both anxious about something, we'll both get mad at each other and, like, start yelling. And then, like, probably, like, an hour later, he'll be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell. And then I'm like, well, I'm sorry too, but it's like, and then we'll watch Anchorman or something and then be okay. But
what's the last thing you think you got mad at either one of your parents for?
My mom, she made me hurt real bad because we were like arguing with each other, and then she said, you know what some people have told me, and I think it's true, that you're uncoachable. And I'm like, damn, like, I was like actually hurt. I was like, damn, mom. And then, like, later that night, she's like, I'm sorry we got into a fight. And I'm like, like, you kind of came at me, but all right.
What does she mean about uncoachable?
Because apparently I can't listen to directions. I'm trying to tell her where to turn, and she's like, stop yelling at me. And then she's like, you know, I don't understand you, and you're saying all these things. And I'm going to tell you right now, my mom's just like... It's just unintelligible, just yelling at me and
yeah,
my siblings.
Yeah, but it has to be a lot of it your ADHD, too, that she's probably not putting into account.
Oh, well, yeah. We were literally just talking about this the other day because my godmother, she apparently, she got a call from her saying, because she's got a daughter, and now she's, like, diagnosed with, like, ADHD, so she's asking her, like, what the hell do I do? Like, all this stuff. And she's like, I don't know how to control her. And, like, my mom's like, well, you know, my Rosie and I actually, you know, we just got into, like, you know, an argument today. Sometimes she just gets so mad and everything, and then... But, you know, I try to be understanding and all that stuff. And I'm pretty sure she's the one I got it from. If I'm being honest, I'm pretty sure it stems from mom.
Shannon, what's the last thing you got in fight with your mom about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really fight with my mom. Like, I really don't, which is weird. Because you guys were talking about that. And I was like, oh, I get mad at her, but it never really turns into a fight. But I haven't, aside from Thanksgiving, I haven't really seen her. So I don't really know.
Would you fight? Is she a person that you find, like, fighting with, or just because you're out at college and you don't see her now, do you feel like...
No, I don't think we ever really fought.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where, like, I'll get mad at her or whatever, but it's, like, it's not really worth an argument, and it's not, like, neither of us really seek to argue. That's the thing. Neither of us want to fight, so it just doesn't really turn into a fight.
Okay. That's nice. That's healthy, though. Yeah,
I don't know if that's healthy. Well, it sounds like you both are, like, angry at each other and you're just not saying anything. So you probably do things that are, what's the word?
Passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive. Like, is your dad more the person that will be, I don't want to say the meaner person, but...
Well,
I don't really know. I don't, like, because I don't think I ever really fight with anyone in my family. The only one I ever would fight with was my sister. Obviously, cause she's my sister, but, like, I haven't fought with her in a long time either, so probably because we don't see each other as much anymore.
Well, are you the youngest?
We're twins.
Oh, okay.
You a what? Twin?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Did she look like you?
No, we're fraternal.
Okay. I need to know more about the twin dynamic. So, you're twins. I always thought of twins being, like, best friends. And, like, they know very much about themselves. Is there any...
Telepathic.
I don't know how to describe it.
They have superpowers.
So, my sister and I don't think we're closer than, like, regular siblings. But it's just the fact that, like, having been the same age and playing all the same sports and doing all the same stuff. And I went to a pretty small school, so we had all the same friends. Like, there's just a little bit of, like, we were always together whether or not we wanted to be. So, that was... In some parts good, but also some parts bad. Like, my graduating class was 80 people, and we had 4 sets of twins in my, yeah.
Four. Oh my God.
That's something in the
yes,
water.
Literally. I don't know what it was. But they were all pretty weird, I'm not gonna lie, the other sets of twins. So I like to think that my sister and I were less weird. I don't think we were weird. But, like, they were all very much each other's only friends, didn't really get out much, like, could tell, like, they didn't really do anything without the other person. And my sister and I always did, because we tried very hard to not be, like, at school and stuff, we never would really talk to each other. So that was something. COVID has made us really good friends, because she was the only person I really had during the initial, like, lockdown. We're definitely better friends now. When we were younger, we hated each other and couldn't stand each other, but now that we have, like, she goes to a different school and everything, so we don't see each other as much, so it's not like we're sick of each other all the time.
Yeah. Do you think you'll become... It doesn't sound like you're bad friends, but do you think you'll become better... Have a better connection when you get older?
Probably.
Do you wish for that?
Sure, yeah. My sister, I do like her. I used to not like her, but I do like her now, so it's like... I wouldn't go as far as saying, like, she's my best friend or anything, but it's just, like, she's my sister, so it's... It's different than just having a friend.
No, because you can say whatever you want to, like, family and stuff, and you still have to be with each other and have to love each other at the end of the day. And you have...
I have one older sister and 2 older brothers. My sister's 11 years older than me.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's a little... So I understand the whole, like, not that, like, I don't like my sister, but... Well, for me, it's more just, like, we can't really find anything to bond over, so it's just kind of hard to...
I sometimes feel that way with my youngest brother, because he's 10 years apart from me.
So, yeah, that's, like, and a brother, like, too, like, I wouldn't know what that would do, talk about with a little brother, like, what? Like...
I have a new topic.
Oh, God, what is it?
Okay, I feel like I'm not doing anything college. Like, you're here to spend a bunch of money to hang out with people and, like, make connections, and I have not gone out and done anything any weekend ever.
Well, Sammy, isn't that kind of on you?
Yeah, of course it's on me, but I don't know.
No, I get that.
Like, if I went down at frat row, I would be too anxious to actually go in because, you know, some of them is just like a house and maybe...
You just walk into someone...
Like, it's just like a frat house. How do you know if they're, like, having a party that people are invited to and not having a party that people aren't invited to?
Yeah.
How would you know?
Typically...
If you're really hot, then you can go to any of them.
Yeah.
So I... Of course, get to go. Yeah. Have you been to a frat party at all?
Frankly, I don't want to. No.
I just want to go once. I just want to understand the party, have stories to tell, be like, this one time at Psi Delta, you know.
The floor caved in and we all... Yeah, no. Yep. Typically, it's like you have to have an invite.
I need friends that go to frats. Do you go to any frat, Shannon?
I've been... Two frat parties, and they are horrible.
Oh, stories about it, though.
So, my one friend, his older brother, is in one of the frats, and I went on Halloween. It was outside, and they had a DJ. It was... By the time we got there, there was, like, no one there, and it was kind of boring. And then the other one was home... No. The first one was homecoming. That was outside. And then this other one was Halloween. And I was sober because I was driving. And the party itself was not very fun, but it was a memory that I made, and I went to the frat party.
I hate Wayside.
It's bad. It's so bad.
It's fucking horrible.
I hate it. I don't understand people that go, like, I know people that are like, let's just go to Wayside this weekend, and I'm like, why? There's nothing. I understand, like, the theme nights, because some of those are okay, but I don't like going to Wayside just on a regular night, because they don't play good music.
No.
Oh, hell
like,
no.
It's not, I don't understand how you can have fun to that music. Like, there's no words. You don't know it. It's weird.
Because they switch it up, too. Like, you're kind of vibing in one song, and then they switch it up and make it the shittiest thing ever. Like, what?
They'll only play, like, 30 seconds of a song, and then they'll do, like, and there's a new one. And you know maybe 3 out of 10. And I just want to dance to a full song that I know with a big group of friends. And not have a guy, like, rub
There's
up
no
against
space
me.
To dance. You're like.
Mm-hmm. I'm always so concerned that I'm gonna get, like, pickpocketed. Mm-hmm. So, like, every 5 seconds, I'm checking, like, phone, wallet, keys, everything.
Do you know people have been pickpocketed there?
No, but I'm sure it happens.
It would be
well,
so
people
easy.
Have been stabbed.
So. It would be.
Yeah, people have. I know people have been stabbed. I'm sure people have been pickpocketed.
People were talking about that one stabbing, the big stabbing that happened there. His, like, I guess he stabbed him so hard, his, like, and his insides were, like, out. Outside. His insides were outside, so.
Damn. And the bathrooms are the grossest place ever. And you're only there when you're drinking, because it's only fun when you're drunk, so you have to pee, like, 3 times when you're there.
Oh, God. And there are people standing in the way, and I'm like...
And none of the bathroom doors have, like, locks on them. And half the time, they have toilet paper in them. The sink doesn't have any soap.
I went one time, and... I was with my sister and one of her friends, and they were, like, trying to wash their hands, and they didn't have soap, and there was another girl that was in there, and she was like, oh, I have soap, because I always bring it to Wayside, and she gave them soap. She was just carrying around soap, because she knew there wouldn't be any.
I love her.
I know. It wasn't, like, hand sanitizer. It was, like, actual soap, too. I was like, I understand carrying hand sanitizer, but, like, why would you just be carrying soap around?
How much do you have to go to Wayside to invest in soap to go?
I don't know.
Wayside
because
soap.
I hate Wayside going... And, like, carrying a bunch of stuff, I always try and carry as little as possible. So, like, where do you find room on your person to carry soap?
No, because it's not fun to dance with a purse that's going to go back and
especially
forth.
Especially if I constantly have to be, like,
you just gotta hold
making
your soap,
sure no one's taking it.
Soap up in
it
the air. Whatever.
Guys, I'm poor. Please don't steal soap. With me.
My boyfriend broke up with me.
Oh, what?
Shit.
Yep. Earlier this month.
The Seinfeld guy?
Yes,
the Seinfeld guy. Wait, explain.
Okay, why is he the Seinfeld guy?
No, because... he said he just really that's like his favorite show, and he just told me that he just watches it all the time. And I was telling Sammy that's why he's a Seinfeld guy, because I was telling Sammy she saw me looking at Seinfeld on my phone, like something that I sent to him, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm sending it to my boyfriend because he's obsessed with Seinfeld. And she's like, red flag. And I was like, yeah,
she was right.
And right. I'd say it again.
What about Elaine? Elaine's like a girl boss.
I've never watched Seinfeld.
Okay, so how can you
Just the vibe of it, like the people.
It's Seinfeld, so.
I've only heard that Seinfeld is nothing happens and it's boring.
It's a show about nothing.
Exactly. That's what I heard. It's a show about
nothing.
But
you should watch it for Elaine. Elaine Benes.
If you get really into it, they become your family.
Yeah.
George and Jerry. And
George is like a fun brother or something. He's familiar because I think he's me, actually. Because he lives at home. He's kind of, you know.
He's kind of what?
There's a part where he moves back in with his parents. He's like, he's neurotic. He's insecure. Anyway.
Okay, why did he break up with you?
Yeah, let's go back to that. Okay.
It's not like that big of a deal, but he goes to Saginaw Valley.
Yes.
So we've been doing this long distance thing for whatever, and it's just not working, so.
How long were you together?
It would have been 2 years in January.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And how did you guys meet?
High school. We went to high school together. We were friends in high school. Mm.
Are you, like, really sad about it?
Yeah.
What have you been doing to cope?
Just nothing.
Just nothing?
It's just, like, I don't know. It's my first breakup, so I don't really know what to do, so I just kind of do nothing.
Crying to Seinfeld.
I watch Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld edits and cry.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, Rosie finds Conan hot.
Yes!
O'Brien?
Yes!
Ugh. No way.
Guys, stop. He is so hot.
There are so many people that you could have picked, and that was who you landed on?
No, I've loved Conan ever since I was a child. Like, I think it's just like, I don't know, he's so comforting, and he's so tall, and he's just so hot, and he's just so funny, and like, it's the funny guys. I'm telling you, like John Candy, Chris Farley, like
John Candy,
Conan O'Brien.
No, I kind of get it.
No, you don't.
No, I kind of get
no,
it.
No, you don't.
Cause like I kind of want to be him.
Okay, but you don't want to date him.
I would.
No,
he would seem so comforting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want a guy who can make me like laugh. I don't know. Like,
you had so that much anger in
so
that.
Dirty.
What a man should be, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like
a man. What should a man be?
Weird?
Weird, but like not like freaky weird, but like funny weird. Just like funny, like has a like attracting like personality, tall, but like not, you know, I can settle for like a shorter guy if he can make me laugh. I don't know what it is, like the way, because he makes jokes about being like, you are like very attracted to me or whatever. He's like, he's like handsome, like fix his hair. I'm like, ooh.
No,
damn,
oh my
say
god,
that.
Ugh. Rosie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like, actually, I'm not sorry. Fuck it. I love Conan. Like, I love him.
I also love Conan, but I don't want to fuck Conan.
I actually don't really like Conan because he's too mean to his little intern guy. Jordan? He's so mean.
Oh, Jordan.
I feel
no,
like
that's their thing,
he's
though.
He's so
that's
relatable to me. Because I would have to fuck
it's
an espresso machine. I know.
I like how close he is with his assistant, though, Sona.
Yeah, Sona's so fun.
I think she had her twins already. The boys or whatever, but like he like spoils them, I guess, and like he treats them like grandkids, and I'm like, oh my god. Aww. Like that is a sweet man right there, like. Oh, wait, weird celebrity crushes, let's go around real quick. Shannon.
I don't know if I have any weird ones. Like, I do, but like I can't think of them right now.
Is it like anybody like our age or like older?
Not weird ones.
Okay, but like, okay, so who's a big celebrity crush for you, just in general?
When the first Spider-Man came out, Tom Holland, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That's the biggest celebrity crush I've ever had.
Okay. I can see that.
But
I mean, he's got Zendaya, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's hot.
His little dance, his little umbrella dance.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic.
I don't know. You're so just little weird anime guys. I don't know if there's any.
I know. I was gonna ask if I could do cartoon characters because I was gonna say Bugs Bunny.
Oh, girl, what?
What?
I just think he's so cute. He's like the Hello Kitty.
Wait, okay.
Of men.
Which? Because there's like multiple versions of like Looney Tunes. So, just like Bugs Bunny in general, like any universe ever.
Yeah.
Why? Is it because he's like a little sassy?
He's naked, man.
Because he's like a little sassy, and he wears his little outfits, and he's like against
what
the man.
Outfits? What outfits?
He's
like
bare.
When he does the dress.
He just got fur.
Like or the drag.
Oh.
So is that version in particular?
No, all of them.
Okay.
I like a man who is a man, but you know sometimes
sways.
Isn't. Yeah. But you still gotta be a man, like Bugs.
He's a rabbit. He's not a man.
Yeah, first of all.
He's a rabbit.
That's a rabbit.
He's a wascally rabbit.
What? You just say that in bed.
No.
Dude, oh, I didn't think I would get so much heat for it. I thought you would agree with me.
That's okay. I'm going to get more heat for mine.
No, you're just pretty bad.
Okay, so in the study room with Rosie, I just watched this movie and I felt real bad for thinking this man was attractive. The movie being... I can't say that. American... Nope, not that one. American Beauty.
Okay.
I almost said Psycho.
Oh my god, like the Fall Out Boy song.
And then I thought, weirdly, that Kevin Spacey was...
You guys know what happens in that movie, right?
No. I have to look up what he looks like.
He's basically attracted to his daughter's friend.
Yeah.
Like, high schooler. And, like, wants to sleep with her.
But he gets, like, really built so he'll be attractive, okay, quotes, yeah, to her.
Yeah, because he heard her, like, through the door or whatever when they're having a sleepover, like, saying, like, if he worked out or whatever, he had, like, bigger muscles, like...
And then the girl's just like, joking. Please just don't fuck my dad. Yeah. Please don't. That's all I'm asking you to do.
It's that TikTok audio. It's like, just don't fuck my dad, all right?
Do you want to be the girl?
No.
Or just in a separate fantasy?
I just thought he looked a little nice that when he was built. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so Conan's hot. Tom Holland's hot. Bugs Bunny is hot. And,
I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, okay. This has been the first episode of...
Out of Personal.
Thank you for
Outer
listening.
Out of Personal. Whisper it.
Out of Personal.
Out of Personal.
Philosophy with life.
Outer Personal.
Out of Personal. Thank you for listening. No, it sounds like a...
Whisper it.
Otter.
Oh, girl, what?
Wait, what?
Why did you choose Outer Personal? Oh my god, my stomach.
Because it's like interpersonal, but because we have guests on.
Outer.
It's your stories.